Here now with the news is Brian Jennings.
The legal age for buying cigarettes and other tobacco products is set to rise from 18 to 21 under new legislation being introduced. The Health Minister, Stephen Donnelly, will this week seek Cabinet approval for the legislation to increase the legal age by 3 years. Kate Carlin reports.
Although smoking rates in Ireland have fallen in recent years, those rates have plateaued, and it's hoped that raising the legal age for buying tobacco will kickstart another downward trend. According to the Tobacco 21 report by the Royal College of Physicians of Ireland Policy Group, experimentation with smoking is now highest among teenagers between the ages of 15 and 17. The legislation will outlaw sales of tobacco to those under the age of 21, but it will be designed so it won't affect those who are currently aged between 18 and 21 and legally entitled to be sold tobacco products. A ban on the sale of vapes to under-18s was brought in last year, while new laws prohibiting the sale of tobacco and vapes from vending machines are due to be enacted soon.
The chair of the Climate Change Advisory Council, Mary Donnelly, has called on the government to show leadership and to take the actions necessary to grasp the known opportunities in the electricity sector. The Advisory Council says planning delays and appeals are hindering transformation, and much more urgent government action is required for the electricity sector to meet its climate targets. Our environment correspondent, George Lee.
The Climate Change Advisory Council says that the amount of new wind farm capacity added last year was very far short of what is needed to meet Ireland's climate targets, and that no new onshore wind projects were approved for an entire year before last September. It says the government must move faster to transpose the revised EU Renewable Energy Directive into Irish law so that renewable accelerated areas can be designated. This would enable shortened and simplified planning procedures for onshore wind farms and, under specific circumstances, remove some of the constraints of the EU Habitats Directive.
Riot police in the Georgian capital, Tbilisi, have moved in to clear thousands of people who have been demonstrating during the night to try to prevent the passing of a bill they claim is anti-democratic. It would label organisations receiving more than 20% of their funding from abroad as foreign agents. The protest is one of the largest seen in Georgia since independence from the Soviet Union in 1991. The Israeli military has said that food trucks have crossed into northern Gaza after it opened the Western Erez crossing in the coordination with the United States. There have been warnings that barely any aid has been reaching northern Gaza since other crossings were affected by Israel's operations in Rafah in the south. The United States Secretary of State Antony Blinken has again warned that a planned full-scale Israeli assault on Rafah could be disastrous.
As we look at Rafah, they may go in and have some initial success, but potentially at an incredibly high cost to civilians, but one that is not durable, one that's not sustainable. And they will be left holding the bag on an enduring insurgency because a lot of armed Hamas will be left, no matter what they do in Rafah. Or if they leave and get out of Gaza, as we believe they need to do, then you're going to have a vacuum, and a vacuum that's likely to be filled by chaos, by anarchy, and ultimately by Hamas again.
In the United States, the criminal trial of former President Donald Trump resumes later today. The prosecution is expected to call its key witness, Mr. Trump's former personal lawyer, Michael Cohen. Our Washington correspondent, Sean Whelan.
Michael Cohen was legal counsel to the Trump Organization, but acted as the personal fixer of Donald Trump. In that capacity, he paid $130,000 to adult film star Stormy Daniels to buy her silence just weeks before the 2016 presidential election. That transaction led to the campaign finance and bookkeeping charges that Donald Trump is facing in this case. It also led to Michael Cohen's own imprisonment and estrangement from Mr. Trump. Since getting out of prison, Mr. Cohen has waged a publicity war on Mr. Trump through his twice-weekly Mea Culpa podcast and his books, Disloyal and Revenge. Cohen has supplied prosecutors with documents and phone recordings of conversations he had with Donald Trump and others about Stormy Daniels and two other hush money payments. The two men have traded insults in public, and a most robust cross-examination of Mr. Cohen is expected from Mr. Trump's lawyers. Sean Whelan, RTE News, Washington.
The HSE has approved a new treatment option for people with breast cancer at high risk of recurrence, which could reduce the chance of their cancer returning by more than 30%. The drug, which will be given to people with high-risk oestrogen-driven breast cancer, will be available from the 1st of June. Speaking on this programme, oncologist at St Vincent's University Hospital in Dublin, Professor Janice Walsh, welcomed the development.
From our point of view, we're just very keen to get access to this for our patients, because ultimately it's going to reduce the risk of disease relapse, which in itself makes sense for the taxpayer, because when we get a disease that is incurable, that is devastating for patients, but also it's very, very expensive because people end up on drugs such as these for a number of years.
And now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. For reliable, efficient and affordable home heating solutions, trust Grant to heat your home. Think heating, think Grant. Visit grant.ie.
Outbreaks of rain will extend northwards this morning with heavy falls in places, a clearance to sunshine and showers in the southwest by early afternoon, gradually spreading to most areas. Cooler than recent days, with highest temperatures, 13 to 17 degrees.